Hello and welcome here to another edition of Husker Chat Live. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com, as we've had a rare opportunity over the last few weeks to interview a lot of different members of not only the Nebraska football team, the Nebraska volleyball team. And today we're going to get that chance as well to learn more about a new member of the Nebraska football team, one of a handful of transfers that the Huskers have added. We're joined now here in today's live chat by Tommy Hill, Arizona State cornerback transfer. Today's chat is brought to you by Sandhills Global, empowered by ABM. If you have equipment to sell, sell it at auctiontime.com. But welcome to Nebraska, Tommy. It's great to have you here. Looking forward to getting the chance to talk to you.
Appreciate that. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, let's talk about the journey. You're from Orlando, Florida. We know the connections at Nebraska. There's a lot of connections to Orlando on this Husker staff. How much did the Nebraska staff recruit you previously when you were in Orlando in high school? How much did that kind of stick on your radar? Guys like Travis Fisher and, you know, Scott Frost, Sean Beck, and some of the guys that are pretty familiar in recruiting that Orlando area.
They was on me like at a good amount. I was a top recruit at the moment, coming out of high school. Then just after I hit the portal, Coach Fish and all the coaches just hit me right away. So they took a visit in like December 20 and just came back, and I loved it. Loved the coaching staff, know some of the players here already from Orlando, and I think that's a good fit for me.
Yeah, and you went all the way out to Arizona State. I mean, how did you end up out there? I mean, obviously the Herm Edwards, Antonio Pearson, they got some big NFL name guys down there. I mean, how enticing was that when you were a young 18-year-old to want to try to go play for a staff of a lot of big name guys that you played at in Arizona State? And what did you learn just in that time being around coaches like that out at Arizona State?
I learned a lot coming in as a freshman at Arizona State because all the coaching staff who played in the game of the NFL, who has the experience of coaching NFL players, and had big names when they was in the NFL. So, like speaking to Herm Edwards and Hawk and AP, it was a good thing. And because of the black coaching staff, at the thing that's going on right now. So I took that in and went with it.
Yeah. And what, I mean, everyone's got reasons. I mean, what was your main reason to say, you know what, I'm going to try something different here as I make the next move in my collegiate career?
I just had a gut to say I couldn't be in the West Coast. That was too far. But I loved it out there. It just wasn't a fit for me at this time. But as I got in the transfer portal, the coaches, like I said, Coach Fish, Frost, all of them hit my phone, said I'll be a big thing for that defense and I can make something happen.
Yeah, you said you weren't a West Coast guy. Arizona State, I can't imagine the heat. I mean, you're used to Florida heat. But how hot did it get? Were some of the days out there hotter than you've ever experienced?
Yeah, it was some days I didn't even want to come outside. Like, it'd be them days, it'd be so hot. But as a football player, you don't know what weather you're going to play in. So that the weather wasn't really a part in practice, but just going outside, walking to class, man, it was bad. It was bad. 101 degrees straight sun, the whole sun out, no clouds. Yeah, it was bad at some moments.
We had a user just respond, Trey Loper. They call it a dry heat, though, right? Dry heat is not a
dry heat. Dry heat.
Humidity sometimes, but you've got your first taste of Nebraska cold. It's going to warm up for you this week a little bit more, but I'm sure it's been an adjustment. Get used to the weather out here too.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of cold, like. Even because I'm from Florida, but I like living in cold places. Like the house might be at 65 degrees in the house Fahrenheit, and the it's nothing really bad because I always wear jackets and long pants. So, yeah, the weather ain't really bad for me up here.
Now, you're going to come Tommy, as a cornerback, correct?
Yeah, corner and nickel.
Corner and nickel. And, you know, when you look at your role and the opportunity, Nebraska really lost all but one starter in their secondary. I mean, JoJo Doman kind of played the nickel, mm-hmm. and they lost Cam Taylor-Britt, Deontay Williams, mm-hmm. Markel DeSmuke. So really four of the top five guys have moved on that played those secondary tight positions. How do you envision yourself kind of fitting into this discussion with a lot of open jobs this spring?
Coming in, knowing some people on the defensive side, just know about Cam Britt, his athletic ball skills, the safeties coming down the hit, how they play their defense. That's how I was playing in high school. So it's something similar. Nothing really is out of boundary for me on their defensive side. So that was a good thing for me.
Yeah, Travis Fisher is a guy that's from the Tallahassee area, Florida guy, just like you. How well do you relate to him? How well do you kind of speak the same language as your future secondary coach?
I speak to him as like a mentor and a coach at the same time. When I need some, even when the DBs told me when they need some, they know Fish got them. Just Fish, everybody know Fish got their back on the DB side. So that was a good thing. And I know Florida, so, yeah, we speak the same. Same lingo type, but at the same time, mentor is a big thing in football right now. And having a mentor and a coach as your coach, yeah, that's a good thing for me.
We're talking here with Nebraska's latest transfer portal addition, Tommy Hill, who's now in Lincoln, getting ready to start winter conditioning. As a reminder, if you have questions that you want to ask, we're going to start getting those questions here soon. Put your questions in the chat function. And that's one of the really cool things about this. This is an NIL opportunity, but we're letting the fans have a chance to interact with players here and ask their questions and you know, be heard here in this process as well. So if you have a question, today's chat, once again, brought to you by Sandhills Global and powered by ABM, put it inside the chat function. I want to talk more about the transfer portal, Tommy, and you're a guy that's gone through it. It has to be a really stressful process. I mean, I'm sure you know a lot of people that have gone in the portal and haven't really gotten what they want. You don't really see a lot of Power 5 to Power 5 moves. Number one, obviously, how fortunate do you feel that things have worked out for you? But what is your thoughts on the transfer portal and just probably how impactful it's been and maybe even how stressful it can be for guys trying to find a new school?
First, I want to thank God for like making me have this opportunity to be here at this Big Ten school, good coaching school program all around. You can ask for around here. I want to thank like all my coaches and stuff, even at ASU, and here for bringing me in here. But the transfer portal wasn't really bad. I've been in there for probably a week, probably a good week, probably one week or two. But in my words, if you a dog, you'll get picked. So that I ain't really worried about the transfer portal when I got in. So I know what I can do.
Hi, it's Sean Callahan with Husker Online. We all have smartphones and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So US Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right. A company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones and see what we find. Learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Yeah. I'm always fascinated. Who all contacted you? Like, what teams reached out to you? And do you get kind of a lot of spam type requests and people that, you know, schools that you never even maybe would consider? I mean, what is it like when you hit the portal and probably your Twitter account and things like that, you know, get pretty active right away?
When I first got in the portal, I put my phone on do not disturb for 2 days, just to empty out my head, make sure I pick the right decision, what I'm looking for. But it was a whole bunch of schools like Georgia Tech, Pitt, UCF, Florida State, USF, every Florida school, Miami, all of them, every Florida school. But Iowa, and there's some more I can't really
And they were all trying to get you maybe to visit in December because, you know, yeah, part of the transfer, they want you here for January. And I'm sure for you, you're like, look, I got to get this thing rolling because I need to be somewhere for January.
Yeah, so, yeah, I had to know because I wanted to come in the spring, start early, know the playbook before the season start. Told every coach that, every coach tried to bring me on a visit, but at the moment, I only could take like probably two at the moment, at least probably two, because I got in transfer portal late. So probably two. So I first took a visit to Nebraska. Then when I got back home, went to Florida State. Then coach was telling me after January and February, that's when officials can start again, I think, in February or January, one of them. But at the moment, when I visited them two schools, I didn't feel like I needed, because those were my top coming up the transfer. But after visiting Nebraska, it was good. Good environment. The fans crazy around here. Shout out to the fans here. But yeah, that was a big part of my transfer portal thing.
Now, you, how many years do you have left, Tommy?
I got three more.
Yeah. Plus a red shirt.
Yeah.
So you've got some time to really get used to it. I want to get to some of the comments here. Got a lot of comments here. We got, hello, welcome to Nebraska, Tommy.
Appreciate that.
Sandra steps in. Welcome, Tommy. Nebraska's a great place to live. We got another comment here from Jose. You're about to be explosive next season. Got another question here. This one is from Shadow Slow 213. What was your first impression of Nebraska when you first came here?
My first impression was like, dang, it's big. It's big around here. Football is big. Every sport in Nebraska, volleyball, basketball, anything sports-wise, they big. My first impression was like, am I going to have a good college career here? Am I going to have a good thing in school? But it was a big part of me coming here about school, about academics, good academics, because with me, it's school first, and I know what I can do on the field later. So that was the biggest impression. It's big. That was it. It was huge.
Did you have like any idea what Nebraska as a state and even Lincoln would be like? And did your thoughts on it change after you got to see it?
Yeah. I didn't really knew how Nebraska looked it But everything changed because I thought it would be, I know it would be big because Big Ten. But all the extra stuff with school, like I said, school, the cafeteria, coaches, players, it all changed me when I came up here.
Now, is the training table open yet, or does that not open until next week?
I think it is open.
I mean, you hear people talk about how good Nebraska has on the training table side. You've been to now two Power Five schools. I mean, how does Nebraska stack up to maybe what you had before?
They stacking up way better than what I was eating over there. A lot of meals, a lot of protein. Even chefs help you cook by yourself, show you what to cook. So, yeah, it's bigger, way better.
What are you cooking? What are you trying to cook?
Anything that slips my mind when I enter the when I go to the training table, anything. So, if I'm looking for at a burrito, I might. Oh, can you help me make a burrito or a croissant or a quesadilla, something like that.
Now, do you have a roommate yet, or who are you living with at Nebraska right now?
I don't have a roommate right now.
Just trying to figure it out. Let's get to some more of these questions here. And this one, I think we kind of addressed, but a lot of interest on where you play. What would you prefer? Would you rather be a corner, or do you kind of like that nickel role? And this is from Robo here.
It doesn't matter what I play. Nickel, safety, corner. Just when I'm in, I'm gonna make plays. So anything that's gonna help the team, I'm willing to do. So team player first.
All right, got another question here from GBR for life. They said, "Congratulations, welcome to Nebraska. Can't wait to see
appreciate
you."
That.
Are you actively trying to get other players to Nebraska right now? Are you involved? You know, there's been a couple guys like Trey Palmer and Casey Thompson, offensive guys that have announced recently for Nebraska. Have you had any conversations with some of these new transfers, potentially maybe new transfer portal targets out there?
But I know one of my friends from back home, Victor, the young buck, the freshman who's coming out of Olympia. I know he's coming up here. He signed already. He loves it. I haven't spoke to the other transfers.
Let's see here. Yeah, this is a question on the quarterback. You're probably not going to have much of a take here, I guess. Besides Travis Fisher, have you been able to meet a lot of the other coaches? I mean, Eric Chenander, they just announced Bill Bush on special teams today as official. Do you have any rapport with some of the other coaches besides Eric or Travis Fisher?
I spoke to all the new coaches who came in. They sound like good people, ready to get coached by each one, even the receiver coach. If he tells me something wrong, I'm ready to listen. Ready to have a shot at special teams, kick return, punt return, even gunner. I'm just ready to put it all on the field.
All right, got another question here from Brandon. It doesn't seem like being close to home was a priority by not going to a Florida school. Why did you enter to the transfer portal, and what was the number one thing that you were looking for in a new school? Thank you, Brandon.
The only thing that I was looking in a new school is loyalty. Loyalty comes a long way. Loyalty is everything anybody can ask for is loyalty. Loyalty is a big thing for me. If it ain't loyalty, I don't need it, because you cannot love somebody but have loyalty for them. So that's the only thing I was looking for is loyalty. And I know the East coaching staff had loyalty. Even for being here for 4 years, half of the coaching staff being here for 4 years, and some of the players that's been here more, they know the change of loyalty and love, and they know the difference of loyalty and love. So they said loyalty was a big part of this, and that stuck out to me is loyalty.
We're talking here with Tommy Hill, Nebraska's transfer portal edition, a cornerback from Arizona State. Tommy, I want to ask you about name, image, and likeness, NIL. What was it like at Arizona State? Were there a lot of guys capitalizing in the football program on NIL? And just from what you've seen and maybe the early taste you've gotten on things here in your first week, What are the opportunities like at a place like Nebraska?
Yeah, the opportunities are real big. Even with school wise, I can have probably endorsements to things I'm ready for after college. So I'm gonna have like opportunities to see things early before other people in other colleges. So that was a good thing.
Were guys at Arizona State, I mean, were there a lot of guys getting NIL deals at a place like ASU? I mean, I'm just curious, like what's it like at a place like Arizona State with NIL right now from what you've seen?
Yeah, everybody gets an NIL over there. It's probably ain't big, but I got some over there like Body Armor. I've been speaking to a clothing brand, jackets, shirts, sweatpants and all that. But those two was a good thing. But if you was a big top thing, that's for anybody, you get better endorsements.
All right, got another question here from Trey Loper. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Nebraska is going to open the season, Tommy, in Ireland. First of all, have you ever left the country before? Have you ever gone overseas before in your life?
I went to Guatemala for a mission trip in high school, but that was the only time I left the United States. So, yeah, I'm ready for Ireland.
But tell us more about that experience. What was that like going over to a mission trip, and what did you guys do over in Guatemala?
That's what made me, have loyalty in everything I do, everything I see, just because how the people live out there. We went to Section 8, and that was a rough place. A lot of gangs there, little babies with no parents, but still knowing how to eat. But that experience was good. But at the same time, you open your eyes more. Just as I see, like I'm in a good position right now, and I always pray to God, and that makes me a better man I am today. And yeah, it was rough, but I made friends, made a little friend down there. We used to play cats. He used to just, where's Tommy? But yeah, that was a good experience for me.
Back to Ireland now. Did you have any idea, like when did you find out that, oh, and by the way, your first game is going to be in Ireland when Nebraska opens up against Northwestern?
I found out when I came here. Yeah, like a week before I came here. But when I seen that, I was like, oh, we in Ireland. So, yeah, at first I was thinking about the plane trip and how it was going to be long. But out of everything, as the coaches get stuff ready for them and we get ready for that game, I think we're going to come out with a win.
Oh, how long was the flight from Phoenix, Arizona to Orlando? Is that about a 5-hour flight?
No, it was like 2 hours and 30 minutes. It wasn't four.
From Phoenix to, wow, I thought it'd be a little bit more than that. Yeah, I just went.
Wait, Phoenix to Omaha, Florida?
Or Phoenix all the way to Florida when you were playing?
Oh, yeah, it was 5 hours, 4 hours, and for 55. Yeah, that was 5 hours.
So I can tell you to go from Chicago to Dublin, it's about 6 hours. So it's closer than you think. It's just the time zone. I mean, when you get out there, you land at 11 o'clock at night in Nebraska time, but it's like 5 in the morning in Ireland. So you basically lose the night's worth of sleep. That's probably the hardest adjustment. But let's get to some more questions. We get everyone always asks this. I think the same guy here has asked it again. Eric Peterson wants to know, have you tried a Runza? Do you even know what a Runza is, Tommy Hill?
No, I don't know what a Runza is.
It's a fast food restaurant in Nebraska, and it's kind of a Nebraska thing. So you'll have to try a Runza.
I definitely will.
Got a joke here from Rennie. Have you got your Tommy Hilfiger deal lined up yet for NIL?
Yeah, I got good things. a lot of people call me Tommy Hilfiger.
They call me Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah, that was like my little nickname in high school, Hilfiger. He'll figure it out. He'll figure. But yeah, that was about it. But NIL. I have some good things when I get situated in school and things like that. probably have more NIL deals, and I know they will be better.
Got a question here from Farid. Who was your host on your visit when you came to Nebraska?
Tamon. Y'all probably know about Tamon. We played in the same high school my freshman year. It was his junior year, I think. And yeah, that was my brother ever since. Made plays together. Used to go at it in practice, him at corner, and I'm at the receiver at the moment, freshman year. But yeah,
What did he tell you about Nebraska and kind of what impact did that have on you coming here?
Like I said, loyalty. I asked him about loyalty, about Coach Fish and Frost. He was like, yeah, even after his injury, the coaches still stayed positive to him, still made him feel like he's at home. But he said he loves it a lot since he's been here past 2 years. And he glad I'm here with him. So,
got another question here from Eric. Who do you mold your game around? Is there a player or two that you really like to watch to kind of like get better as you try to hone in on your skills?
Yeah, I watch a lot of people. I watch Gilmore on how his technique is, man coverage. I watch how Jalen Ramsey is, man coverage and off. I watch Lattimore when he's off coverage because I know he can do man. I just try to find out, look at other corners' weaknesses just to see what they do wrong at the moment. So if I'm in that position, I don't do it wrong. So, yeah, I really look at the times how they do good, but at most times I look at how they do bad. So what I can get off of them, or if they do a little T-step wrong, I'll probably go back and work on it. This T-step's supposed to look like this, not like this, then just go on from there.
Yeah, playing at Arizona State with NFL coaches, did they watch a lot of NFL cutups? I mean, I've been around a lot of NFL guys here at Nebraska over the years, and they tend to bring that NFL tape with them and show a lot of that. I mean, who did your staff there watch a lot of? Were there specific defensive guys or teams or schemes that you guys watched a lot of film on?
First, I want to shout out to Jack Jones from Arizona State, number zero. That was like my big brother. But he taught me a lot of things when I got there. But they like the Green Bay Packers defense. Their defense is good. They like the Saints defense. They like to watch Alexander and the Rams defense too. So them three defenses, we probably, because we run the same defense over there. They run the same defense over there, and we just go off of them.
Was Marvin Lewis on that staff still too when you were there?
Yeah, he was still there.
I mean, God, you had to just some of the days walk. I mean, they're just the number of guys that you could at least talk football with. I had to think there were a lot of guys that were able to take advantage of that and just learn a lot more about the game.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
All right, taking some more questions here. Another one from Eric. Do you have any funny or weird recruiting stories, whether it was from high school or the transfer portal?
I don't have no funny stories.
Nothing too crazy.
Not too crazy.
All right. Next question here. Have you met, you talked about Tamon already. Have you met a lot of the other corners? I mean, how close have you been able to get to some of the guys that you'll be playing with?
I know Tamon. I know Braxton too. Cause he's from DP, not far enough. Lined against Braxton, my freshman year too. I was at receiver at the moment, but yeah, I know them cats. I know Q6, Quentin.
And then our final question here as we wrap things up again with Tommy Hill. This question is from Carl Bray. Wants to know, what is your biggest strength that you bring to the team?
To be a captain. When I came here, I promised myself, because I was at Arizona State, I wasn't really being a captain. I was just following. But now I want to do the leading and arise this team to its standards, because I know that their standards is very high, and I think I can set that.
And you guys, what is the schedule now? Classes start next Tuesday, but the workouts began today, right? I mean, obviously the newcomers have to pass protocols, but what is the schedule like for the newcomers like yourself?
Practice 9 to 11 every morning, only on for Wednesdays, and Saturdays and Sundays we off, but everything then is 9 to 11 workouts.
And that, you guys do a lot of 7-on-7 and just thing.
Yeah, 7-on-7 is on Wednesdays. So,
well, Tommy, we appreciate the time to get a chance to talk to you. This has been a lot of fun. I know the fans really appreciate the opportunity as well, just to ask you some direct questions. So we appreciate you taking some time out, and best of luck as you begin your career here in Lincoln.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps it up here for today's Husker Live Chat with Nebraska cornerback Tommy Hill. Today's chat once again brought to you by Sandhills Global, empowered by ABM. If you have equipment to sell, sell it at auctiontime.com. For HuskerOnline.com, I'm Sean Callahan.